75-1080 is the number to call in with your traffic tips. Coming up next, hour number one of the Saturday special with your host, Michael Zwirling.
Is that my cue?
That's your cue, and I got some rock star music there for you.
Oh, yeah. We're not hearing anything. So you say something.
You're not hearing. Can you
do
hear
a
me?
Tap dance or something, okay?
Can you, okay.
There's absolutely nothing coming through here
okay.
at all.
So we will be right back with more of the Saturday special, or maybe we should say with the beginning of the Saturday special. Maybe we should play a break and get that out of the way. In the meantime, MZ trying to get things working in there. I'm going to play a commercial break. We'll get in there, see if we can hammer that out together, and we'll be right back with you and the Saturday special. Happy New Year's, everyone. KSCO Santa Cruz.
Attention KSCO land, finally, the long-requested book of Kay's commentaries is about to become a reality. We've received proof copies and expect to have a station open house in January where those who have purchased copies of
For KSCO, this is Kay Zwirling.
On the KSCO.com website, will receive their autographed copy from Kay herself. Purchase your advanced copy today at KSCO.com and take comfort in the fact that all proceeds from Kay's book will go toward keeping your favorite radio station, your favorite radio station, and making it even better. This beautiful hardbound book of Kay's best thoughts, wisdom, and gems sent from others to share with Kay's audience will make a wonderful gift for anyone for whom you have esteem or wish to make smarter. And though it won't arrive in time for Christmas, you could certainly announce to all on your special gift list that it is forthcoming and well worth the wait. But don't wait. Go to KSCO.com now and buy this book.
For KSCO, this is Kay Zwirling.
Are we ready now, MZ? It looks kind of crazy in there. What's going on in there?
Yeah, can you hear me okay?
I can hear you.
Do I sound fine?
Yeah, you sound fine.
There must be some mistake.
I don't know.
Oh, okay. So listen, Dave Michaels.
Yes, sir.
Do you think people like it when they hear technical difficulties?
On some level, yes.
I think so, too.
I think it's
too.
Kind of fun. It's like watching bloopers or something. You know?
I think they would rather hear technical difficulties than not. Do you think I'm crazy?
Do I think you're crazy or do I think you're right?
Wait a minute. Someone's calling already.
Holy smokes. Talk about crazy.
Oh, no. That's good. They hung up. I know what they were doing. They were calling to complain. Go ahead, Tom Quinn, you're on. Go ahead and say something. Here, okay, all right?
That's good.
All right. So can you hear yourself?
I think we're in business. I don't think people realize how many buttons there are in front of us. I don't think they realize how complicated it is.
Why are we even here on New Year's Day when we should be out enjoying the sunshine? You know, and swimming and playing soccer and, you know? What are we doing here, all cooped up in the radio station?
We're going to have fun.
Having technical difficulties.
We're going to see who survived the substance abuse of last night. If any of you are out there, call us so we know you're there.
All right. Yeah, so just so you understand, there was originally, since Saturday, since both Christmas and New Year's, this holiday season, fell on a Saturday, the original plan had been to not have a live Saturday special, either do something totally different or play a rerun of a classic Saturday special or something like that. What we did last week is that Tom Quinn and I got together and did a three-hour marathon. We sort of merged Saturday special and perspectives. And I had no idea how many people or if there would be anybody listening on Christmas Day. But guess what? According to if you go by the callers, there were a lot of people listening.
That's right.
Yeah. And we had some fun and didn't get to
how many people are out there now, you think?
Oh, I don't know.
Could two be, people, 200, 2,000?
My guess is that there are more people listening on New Year's Day, particularly in the sunshiny weather. Then
now, how do you reckon? Last night they were abusing themselves all night long. You'd think most of them would be sleeping in.
Yeah, you could be right. You know, that's why sometimes what I think doesn't make any sense. But Dave Michaels, I'm so happy you're feeling so much better.
Oh, I feel like $100 right now.
Yeah, and last evening, I understand you felt like -$100.
Right, I felt pretty rotten last night, but I'm all right now.
Is it a secret?
I'm all right.
Can we tell our audience what happened to you, or is it a secret?
I must have just ate something that didn't agree with me, and I was up all night. That was terrible. But I'm back. It takes more than that, MZ, to keep me from work.
Clearly. Were you flashing all over the place?
What do you mean?
You know,
like
vomiting.
Oh, jeez.
That's the word I use.
I had a pretty upset stomach, yeah.
Uh-huh. Well, good. You're such a positive, upbeat person.
Oh.
And really, I never get to thank you publicly for the great job you do around here. And you're on
That's
the air
true.
Probably more than anybody else at the radio station. How do you do that? I mean, God.
I love this job. It's a great job.
Yeah, well, you're really, really good at it. And thank you so much, Dave. You're the greatest.
Yeah, thank you, Dave.
So
thank you.
Let us start the program.
Good morning. A brighter day is here. Good morning. May we bring you cheer.
We've got time. We've got tunes. We've got time, tunes, and temperature.
Get up and go, it's today you know, on KSCO Radio.
We're going to turn over a new leaf this year. Hey, New Leaf, that's one of our sponsors. We're going to turn over a new leaf in 2011. We're going to make some effort to be at least semi-professional here at KSCO. It might not last beyond... The next 10 minutes, but what the heck, we'll give it a whirl.
Good morning, now stay right here on KSCO Radio.
You know, that's the, that's negative music. That's nasty crossfire type music. We don't want to do that. Let's not play that music. Let's stop that music abruptly, and let's play the special...
Play some of that...
special fanfare music. That big buildup, what are we going to do?
Play some of that wonderful Golden Oldies music you had last week.
Okay. All right. This time, I think that's a great idea. In fact, I pretty much plan to just if people could have my iPhone, not that I want to give it up because it's one, but if people could have the contents of my iPhone, I think the world would be a better place.
Well, let's hear a good, cheerful song.
Okay. Well, I'm just going to go into the mode here. Here. Okay. Okay, rate this, Tom Quinn. But get closer to the microphone so we can hear you. No, you
had some better ones last week.
Right,
more.
Okay, you know what that is, don't you?
Is it Star Wars?
Yeah, exactly. Okay, what about this? What about this? What about this?
What about Motown? You got any Motown?
It's just random. It's random. We'll stop if you like something. You like this? You know what it is, right?
Vaguely.
Don't like Petula Clark all that much.
Oh, huh? She's got a great voice. But you had some great Motown.
Okay, how about this? Hi, it's MZ, KSCO's answer to the late, great Billy Mays. Now, people get irritated when they hear that. They don't like that. Right? I got complaints. I was told...
That's pretty cheerful.
The station got complaints when I did the Billy Mays voice because they said it was very irritating. It just really rubbed people the wrong way. this okay?
Yeah, that's pretty good.
I played a janitor, you played a monitor.
I like that Motown you had last week.
But you can't,
those are an organized
song. Oh. Hey, this is a good song for today, right, Dave?
There's got to be a morning after. If we can hold on through.
I know it's not as appropriate as the bumper music you come up with, but, you know, I don't do it as much as you do.
Let's keep on.
Next one. What about that? What comes up next? Ooh, now, who could argue with this? You're grimacing, Tom Quinn. What's the matter with you? All You Need Is Love by the Beatles. Everybody loves that.
Okay, you're right. That's a good one.
Love, 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 love. Nothing you can do that can't be done. Nothing you can sing that can't be sung. Nothing you can say, but you can learn how to play the game.
All right, Jeremy in San Jose, you got a song request. What's going on, Jeremy in San Jose?
Hi, MZ. Thanks for having me on.
You're welcome.
I was hoping that you could play the old song from the Noon Balloon Show, the Up, Up, and Away song.
Oh, okay. If it's on here, if it's on the iPhone, I'll be able to find it, I think. And if it's not there, I have an iPod that's much older than the iPhone. And if it's on there, I'll play it. But if it's not
you.
On either one, I don't know what in the world. You know what I could do? I could go searching in my Gmail. And I think I emailed myself that song within the last 4 years that I've been using Gmail, which is wonderful. You know,
So Jeremy, what did you do last night?
What did I do?
Yeah.
I had some drinks with the neighbors and, you know, waited for the new year.
So you got a New Year's resolution?
You know, I kind of gave up on resolutions. I just try to live right and, you know, keep out of trouble.
Well, that's a good resolution.
Yeah.
Well,
and thank you for having me on my favorite radio station, KSTO.
Hey,
and
way to go, Jeremy. Thank you.
Thanks for being the first caller.
But guess what? My damn iPod is power is run out.
No.
I think I have a charger in the car. Well, let's just go on. Thank you very much, Jeremy in San Jose. Appreciate it. Happy New Year to you. Hope you have a great 2011.
Same to you. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank
Rick
you,
in Rebelville. What? Where's Rebelville?
Hey. Good morning. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
To you too, where's Rebelville? Are you kidding?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey,
Rebelville.
Pick any bumper and go with it. This is like some kind of a hyperactive kid on drugs or something.
It is a hyperactive kid. Well, what about this one? How about this? You like this one?
I like all of them, Michael.
Okay. Well, we'll just do this all for 2 hours. Why not?
No, come on.
I've always wanted to do that.
So where's Rebelville?
You're like that. You're like that piece of music going into outer space on Voyager 2 that has 3 seconds of every song.
We should have some sort of a contest so that everybody knows. I mean, people can call in and guess what it is, but I don't
know. That sounds good.
All right. Well, if people want to call 479-1080. We're just having fun today, you know, right?
Happy New Year, Michael.
Thank you. You too, Rick in Rebelville. Appreciate it. 479-1080. Who's next? Oh, this is good. What's wrong with this?
That's interesting.
Don't
both agree that this is enough, because I did find what was requested, and here it is.
Would you like to ride in my beautiful balloon? Would you like to ride in my beautiful balloon? We could float among the stars together, you and I. For we can fly. We can fly. Up and away, my beautiful
I named it Noon Balloon Theme in my iPhone, but the actual song is by the Fifth Dimension.
Yeah, it's great.
It's called Up, Up and Away. Oh, okay. This is like from 1983, 84, you know.
Who's the artist?
Men at Work.
There you go.
Yeah. Yep. Australian group.
Who can it be knocking at my door?
Okay, who's next? Ooh, this is a good one. Remember this? You don't have to just, if you want to call 479-1080 and request like the other gentleman did, be happy to accommodate if we can. I've got, I don't know how many thousand songs and clips and Saturday specials and commercials and stuff.
Well, no, it's good to hear from callers. And yeah. Callers, no, you got to tell us your resolutions.
You can tell us your resolutions, yeah, or tell us your request. But, that's the Beatles from Abbey Road. Oh, this, remember Betty Everett?
No, the there you go. Song? That's cooking.
Yeah.
Betty Everett from 1964, the Shoop Shoop song on your favorite radio station, your favorite talk radio station, AM 1080 KSCO. In fact, it's your favorite radio station of any station. Right?
Call in, folks.
479-1080 if you want to, if you have a request. Hey, listen.
What if it were you? This is...
No, wait a minute. Ah, Yesterday's Gone, Chad and Jeremy. Remember that?
That's a good one.
I loved you all the summer through. I thought I'd found my dream in you. For me, you were the one. But that was yesterday, and yesterday's gone. We walked together hand in hand. Miles and miles of golden sand. But now it's over and done. 'Cause that was yesterday, and yesterday's gone.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Enzy.
You're quite a bit younger than us older folks here. But
oh, okay.
you and Nikki both have a very special talent of selecting the appropriate music, and most of it is music of our generation.
Right.
So how is it that you can only talk for you, I guess, but how is it that you like, do most younger people enjoy older people music? Because the reverse certainly is not true. You know,
yeah,
most older people gag when they hear younger people. They don't even consider it music.
I think younger people have more tolerance for different kinds of music, you know, especially with technology nowadays. Like, you have an iPhone there with, you know, so many different types of music. We learn to appreciate more music, especially the younger kids like Easton Allen. Oh my God, you should hear everything that guy listens to.
Oh,
it's crazy. So yeah, you learn to appreciate more music simply because you have more access to more of it.
I gotcha.
We had such happiness together. I can't believe it's gone forever. Wait until summer comes again. Just begun. I loved you yesterday, and yesterday's gone. Yesterday's gone. Yesterday's gone. Yesterday's gone.
That's a great song.
Yeah, I know why people listen to music radio, because it makes them happy.
Right.
You know, and I love talk radio, but it's nice to take a break. See, and it's the cool thing about iPhones and iPods and MP3 players is that you don't, it's not against the law to load other things besides music into it.
Great invention.
Yeah. Like, for example, this is what came up the other day, and it brought back a memory here.
Ben believes that you're a woman hater. Is that right, Ben?
Yes, sir. He is a woman hater.
No,
I only say that there are no such thing as strong women, only weak men. I got it. You got it backwards. I say
there's no such thing as strong women.
I said men should never take advantage of women and never deflower a
woman.
You
say there's no such. You say there's no.
Hey, I'm telling you what it. Listen, nincompoop.
No, you listen, nincompoop.
I'm saying to you. I'm saying to the audience.
Okay, go ahead.
I say about women that men should should love them and not abuse them. And women should not take advantage of their machinery unduly to weaken men. And that's all. I mean, that's the basis of everything I say. Men should love them and not abuse them or take advantage of them. And the problem with the left is that they have seduced women away from their natural role of loving mothers and wives. That's the downfall of the country, and men are stupid enough to let it happen. Now, that's a nutshell. If you wanted a bigger explanation, I could have a talk show.
Okay, let's do it. Tune in to Roy Masters and me, MZ, for a lively talk show with substance today, right after Rush. Stay tuned to KSCO.
See, you never know what's going to come up on the iPod, and it's sort of like a scrapbook of your life, you know? Yeah. Hey Dave, do you know how to pull up some karaoke? Like, can you get a karaoke for this? Like I think Nikki could.
I can try. Sure.
Okay, if you get it, let me know. Okay.
Okay, you got it.
And because I'd sort of like to, yeah, have some fun with this. Hey Reggie in Pebble Beach, what's up?
MZ.
Yeah.
I just want to talk about. Let's just give his initials as BS. 2 days ago, he was on another radio station, and this conflict was between you and him on the radio. And
Wait. Are you doing that too? You're not going to bring that onto this station? Nope. Sorry. Ain't going to work. We're going to be positive. We're not going to be dragged. Not going to drag down the otherwise fun program. Normally, we don't have many restrictions. But the restriction is today, we're going to have fun and nothing but. No angst. Sorry. All right. Now what should we do? Tom Quinn.
Music's good.
All right, just play the music. Play the music.
Well, there could be more callers out there. Come on, callers.
Yeah, if they don't want to call, they just might want to groove to the music. What the hell?
Better with a girl like you, that I would love everything that you do.
John and Bonnie Doone has a request and a question. Hey there, John.
How you doing, John?
Happy New Year to you.
Happy New Year's.
I had two questions. I had one that has to do with music and one that has to do with operating a radio station.
Oh. I don't know if I can do the music, but I could probably do the radio one.
Yeah, it'll be a mixed bag. The mixed generation with music is very interesting. Your afternoon Saturday show, the Cabrillo Insider.
Yeah.
They had some bumper the other month ago or so, something like that. And, you know, usually I'm more of your generation, 60, 70 stuff.
Uh-huh.
But they had a bumper it came across, and it grabbed my ear, and it sounded that it had a very strong 70s influence, rock and roll sound.
Uh-huh.
But it was newer music.
Uh-huh. Oh.
I asked the guy.
Oh, you called in?
Yeah, I called him and specifically asked about it. And he said it so fast I didn't really pick up on what it was. I thought maybe Dave would know. Something mouse, but Mega Mouse.
You know Dave? No, he's shaking his head.
No? No. Maybe I'll call those guys today. Are they live today?
I don't know. Do you know? No.
No, they're not coming in today.
Yeah.
Okay. But it was interesting because there was clearly new music with a very strong influence way back in our good old days.
So generally, what are your favorite artists?
Oh, I would have to say right off the top is Neil Young's old stuff.
There you go.
Is that what your request is?
Crazy Horse stuff.
Is that what your request is?
If you had some Neil Young Crazy Horse stuff, Tonight's the Night album.
I don't think I
Time
have
Fades
that.
Away. This is all old stuff, 73, 74.
Yeah.
And that's what grabbed my ear with that Mega Mouse band.
Uh-huh.
There was some influence that came right out of that era.
Oh, yeah.
These guys were listening to, and these guys are 25, I guess. I don't know.
Who are some other artists you like?
Well, you're catching me off guard. That's probably my idol right there. That's
what about styles or genres? You like 60s, 70s, 80s?
Sure. Oh, yeah.
Motown?
Oh, yeah. Up through
English Invasion?
All of Motown was great. Those were my formative years as a young teen.
Do you like this one?
How can you not?
Right.
That is Dynamite. That is something that every band remake as a cover in their own era. And
yeah, the Searchers from
that
the British
is a cool
Invasion.
Because of all my pride. Yeah. The things I gotta hide. That's the song you need to work. Hey, I thought I was smart. I had what it hard. Didn't think I'd do. But now I see she's worse to him than me. Let her go ahead.
Yeah, Tom Quinn.
No, that's good. We'll have people tell us their favorite artists.
So, let me ask you a radio station operation question.
Sure.
Since we got a kind of an open day here.
Okay.
You got a 10,000 watt tower out there.
Yeah.
Are those watts equivalent to what we commonly know in a home as a watt of a light bulb?
Yeah. Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Watts
always equal the number of volts times the number of amps.
Okay, so
regardless of how it's being used.
Yeah, okay. So you have to pay for I don't know how many 100 watt light bulbs.
Oh,
that would be.
Yeah.
A lot of them.
Oh, yeah.
And it sits out there day and night burning 10,000 watts.
Well, not at night, just in the daytime.
Well, right.
This time of year our PG&E bill is significantly less than during the summer, say, when we're on 10,000 watts right up until 8:30 p.m.
Right
now, this month, I think we're starting to come back because we already had the winter equinox.
Yeah, right. We went.
Now, you're only 1,000 watts at night, right?
Right.
Yeah.
Still,
that's only 10 light bulbs.
That's 10 light bulbs burning plus the station itself. You know, whatever you got going on.
You're right, Tom Quinn. Yeah, well, that doesn't sound terrible.
No.
It really doesn't.
But right now, it's burning some...
Yeah, it definitely is.
That's because the propagation's not as good in the daytime.
And I should tell you something else. Besides our input into the output of our transmitter is 10,000 watts. But because the person who designed and built the station was an electronic genius, and he knew that the best site for an AM radio station is on water.
Oh.
The only water that's better than our water, which is brackish, which is half fresh and half salt,
right,
is all salt water. But all the engineers that I've talked to have always told me that we have the range of a 50,000-watt station with our 10,000 watts.
Right.
So that's pretty cool.
Right on the right.
And if you spin the dial anywhere in the Monterey Bay area, we are the strongest radio station on the dial, AM or FM.
Yeah.
No. Yeah, when you have that excellent ground through the water, you get a lot of transmission through the ground.
Exactly.
In addition to through the air.
There's a ground wave and there's a sky wave component for AM. But for FM, there's only a sky wave. If you can't see it, you can't hear it.
Interesting.
You That's why FM and TV stations are always located on a mountaintop somewhere. It would be a horrible site for an FM or a TV station here at Corcoran Lagoon.
Well, right. See, AM waves are low enough frequency they can bend, yeah. Whereas the higher frequencies are line of sight.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, they don't bounce.
So anyhow, yeah. So, gee, Happy New Year, John and Bonnie Doone. Thanks for calling and being part of our impromptu holiday show.
Sure, glad you're live today.
Yeah, great.
Okay, guys. Bye.
Yeah, Happy New Year.
There goes John and Bonnie Doone. And you can give us a call at 479-1080 in area 831 if you want to join the program. If you have a request, if you have a comment, you know, you can even we can do some talk radio, no problem. But you know, I don't want to get negative or nasty. I just want it to be positive and fun today. And maybe that's why we're not getting
people
any calls.
Can tell Everybody, us what we're going to do to have a bigger and better New Year, bigger and better next year.
Hey, that's a great idea.
And also their favorite musical artist.
Sure. Oh, Elvis.
There you go. Now there's someone.
Here's Elvis.
My love with you.
Oh, this is so good. We got to hear it from the beginning. Little Sister. This is my favorite Elvis song. It's very obscure.
Little Sister, don't you? Little Sister, don't you? Little Sister, don't you kiss me once or twice and say it's very nice and then you run? Little Sister, don't you do what your big sister done? Well, I dated your big sister and I took her to a show. I went for some candy, along came Jim Dandy and they snuck right out the door. Little Sister, don't you? Little Sister, don't you? Little Sister, don't you kiss me once or twice and say it's very nice and then you run. Little Sister, don't you do what your big sister done. Every time I see your sister, well, she's got somebody new. She's mean and she's evil like that little old moe evil. Guess I'll try my luck with you. Little Sister, don't you? Little Sister, don't you? Little Sister, don't you kiss me once or twice and say it's very nice and then you run? Little Sister, don't you do what your big sister does? Well, I used to pull your pigtails and pinch your turned up nose, but you growing, and baby, it's been showing from your head down to your toes. Little Sister, don't you? Little Sister, don't you? Little Sister, don't you kiss me once or twice and say it's very nice and then you run? Little Sister, don't you do what your big sister done?
Dave, I don't know if you found it, but I think I found it, and I think we can play it here. Let's see here.
Through the hamburger stand now, since she forgot all about the library like she told her old man now. And with the radio blasting, goes cruising just as fast as she can now. And she'll have fun, fun, fun till her daddy takes the T-bird away.
I lost it here. Here, it'll come back.
Like a Roman chariot race now. You gotta...
Oh, man.
And she'll have fun, fun, fun till her daddy takes the keyboard away. Well, you knew that your dad was getting wise to you now. You should be thinking that your fun was all through now. Because we got a lot of things to do now. She's got fun, fun, fun. Now that daddy took the T-bird away. And we'll have fun, fun, fun. Now that daddy took the T-bird.
Try it again. Close, but no cigar, right? Look, I know it sounds horrible, but at least I tried. I mean, is anybody else out there willing to try? I've been thinking for a long time that KSCO needs to have a karaoke program. Sort of like, you know, KSCO Idol, you know? It could become a big thing. What's wrong with you people out there? I've said it numerous times, and no one pays attention to me. All right. Does anybody have any karaoke requests? Hey, how about I Get Around? So as long as we're doing the Beach Boys. Yeah. Key of G. Key change AB.
Round, round, get around. I get around. Yeah. Get around.
Wait a minute.
Round, round, I get around.
This doesn't sound like karaoke. Get around.
Real good bread.
I'm getting bugged. Oh, don't say old strip. I gotta find a new place where the kids are hip. My buddies and me are getting real well known. Yeah, the bad guys know us and they leave us alone. I get around from down to town. Get around, around. We always take my car, cause it's never been beat, and we'll never miss yet with the girls we meet. None of the guys go steady, cause it wouldn't be right to leave your best girl home on a Saturday night. I get around from town to town. I'm a real cool head. I'm making real good friends. We had some callers. They all left. Now what are we gonna do?
Round, round, get around. I get around.
Yeah.
Get around.
I get around. Anyhow. It's a lucky thing I own the radio station. That's all I can say.
I'm going to request Pink Floyd.
Pink Floyd? Oh, Richard B. Luther II requests Pink Floyd. Which, any particular? And by the way, Jeremy in San Jose is on the air again, right? You're back, Jeremy?
Well, hi, MZ. Thanks for having me on again.
Yes, you're welcome.
Well, I appreciate your endeavor into your new singing career.
No good, huh? But
at least you have the ball.
A for effort.
You have the balls to do it, so I'll give you that.
Yeah.
And you harmonized pretty well there. I was going to say, for as far as KSDO programming for the new year, I'd like to hear more Radio Liberty with Dr. Stanley Monteith. I think a lot of people like his point of view, and he's on Alex Jones a lot, which you guys play, and I think he would play in well.
We have him on Perspectives.
Yeah, absolutely.
At noon to one.
Yeah.
Oh, really? Great.
Yeah, noon to one. It's like it alternates with Dr. Biles and Michael Shaw. Like, I think today is going to be a Michael Shaw show about property rights.
Well, you know, good. Yeah, I always appreciate that kind of programming. The first time I discovered KSCO was when Corey Gold was talking about Whoopi Goldberg saying that the moon landing was hoaxed. And I just love that kind of stuff. So, yeah, anytime you can get weird alternative points of view on. I think your listeners love it.
Yeah, everybody was amazed that the George Norrie program, formerly Art Bell Coast to Coast, became so popular. So many millions of people listened to that in the middle of the night. And I think that kind of a lot of that kind of stuff would play well in the daytime too.
I think so. I agree. Absolutely.
And by the way, while we're on the subject of programming here on your favorite radio station, because we got to include KOMY there. It's another radio station.
Yeah.
Which has great music.
It has great music, but it also has two great new talk shows. They're actually returning talk shows. Yeah, we announced it yesterday, but we haven't done a promo. We haven't really put it out. We haven't done a lot of publicity. We haven't done any publicity on it. But guess what? 9 p.m. 9 p.m. to 10 p.m. on weeknights. Roy Masters is back with his advice line.
Okay,
and from 10 until 10 p.m. until 1 a.m., Phil Hendry is back.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, okay. Now, if you don't want to listen to Phil Hendry live from 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. weeknights, guess what you can do? You can tune in to KOMY AM 1340 during the afternoon drive time from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. and hear a rerun of the previous live program from the night before. And Phil's program is pure entertainment, so it doesn't matter that it's not live. I mean, it's good anytime. You could play yesterday's Phil Hendry show 5 years from now, and it'll be just as funny, I think. Absolutely hilarious, and I think it's exactly what the radio station needs to give people a little less angst. And now the only problem with, the drive time is that it conflicts with Charlie. Now, are you a multitasking person, Jeremy, in San Jose? Can you listen to Charlie in one ear and listen to Phil Hendry in the other ear on the other station?
Oh, well, maybe while Charlie's playing the 78, I can tune it out. But
yeah, I've heard other people say they don't like Charlie. They like Charlie, but they don't like his 78 music taste.
I like his music.
Oh.
It's quaint. It's interesting in short doses, but it's one of the things I can't do for too long.
Well, it's archival music.
Yeah,
a lot of it's excellent.
Little of it goes a long way, or I don't know. It's pretty unique, though, don't you think?
Absolutely.
Gosh,
and
a lot of it's wonderful.
I've told this story before. When Charlie was new on the radio station, and he's not a new broadcaster. He goes back longer than any of us probably, because when he was a teenager, I think he worked at KOMY when it was a Watsonville station owned by the Raithers.
Really?
Or shortly after he was a teenager, if not then. But when we first had him on KSCO, and he was playing that 78 music, we in the radio business, we're told that you better appeal to the younger demographics if you want to be able to sell enough advertising to survive and that kind of stuff. And because of that, and Charlie absolutely wouldn't change, nor should you want to change somebody. They are who they are, right? And he doesn't care for any of the music of our generation. He cares about music from previous generations.
Yeah.
And so I put it out. I told him, I said, Charlie, this isn't really the direction we want to be going. And you should put it out there and ask people. He says that his days might be numbered at KSCO because we might want to do something else. And I never got such a deluge, and this was like 3 years ago. This was like when Charlie started with us in February of 07, I believe. And I don't know, by the time it was June, May or June of that year, we were making noises about switching him out or something else. And I was astounded by how many people of all ages, not just the older generation, there were some 20-somethings who sent me emails saying, MZ, are you nuts? You got something really unique there. Why would you want to change that?
Well, good music is timeless. I mean, it's nice listening to music from different genres and different years. I mean, just like some of the music on the iPod, whether it be 10 years old or 30 years old, some of it's great. Doesn't matter how old it is.
Right.
Exactly.
But what was amazing to me is that there were so many younger 20-somethings and 30-somethings who just were screaming bloody murder. Keep Charlie, let him get really, really good with the music. The guy's absolutely brilliant when it comes to, he's a teacher, and he's very articulate, and he knows, like you, he knows all the history books, inside and out, backwards and forwards. But it's interesting, the 78 records, I listen to Charlie, and I learn so much, even about older music. Absolutely wonderful. So anyhow.
Well, I agree. I definitely enjoy his show. Could I ask one quick technical question?
One quick technical question. Maybe even two.
Maybe even two. I'm in San Jose. I'm in the Santa Cruz Mountains. I'm actually closer to downtown Santa Cruz than downtown San Jose.
Okay.
But a lot of times at night, I can't get your station, but I can get Fresno, I can get Bakersfield, I can get Reno, but for some reason, your station fades out at night. Is there a reason for that?
We have to cut the power way down.
Oh, really?
It's a terms of our license. And other stations don't have to cut their... Well, most AM stations do have to cut their power, but not all of them. KGO is an example of a station that doesn't have to cut their power.
Well, it was so old that they were grandfathered in. They're under a different set of regulations.
That's the reason?
I think so. Okay. Some of those big stations, 50,000-watt stations, were built in the 20s. They've been around forever.
Right.
Interesting. Well, thank you.
I wish, but you know, that's why, you know, it's getting more and more. That becomes less and less relevant as every day goes by, because you know, 5-10 years from now, very few people are going to be listening over AM or FM. They're all going to be listening over the internet. You know,
that's
especially
a shame.
No. It's not a shame at all. As soon as the internet can have a faithful, dependable signal in moving vehicles, and we're almost there now. We're almost there now.
I'm not sure, but I think there's still a place for AM and FM because
you don't understand what I'm saying.
It's not going to be replaced.
I'm just talking about I'm not saying it's going to go away. I'm just saying it's going to become irrelevant. If people want,
they can pick it up other means.
Exactly. Jeremy doesn't have to be frustrated if he's listening to something when the power goes down. He's not going to have to do without it.
Right, Jeremy.
You can do that
now. You
try
streaming it at your home.
You can stream KSCO. I listen to it on the iPhone in Mozambique. As long as there's an internet signal.
Yeah, I don't have a computer, but I'm kind of old school like that. But I love your station, and.
Well, thanks. Thanks for the time.
I'll do as much as I can.
Great. Yeah, tell everybody you know over there, okay?
Absolutely.
Appreciate it.
Thank you, Jeremy. Happy New Year.
Okay, bye-bye. So let's see. There's about 30 seconds left, hour number one of the KSCO New Year's 2011 Saturday special. Tom Quinn and MZ with you. Just sort of having a little fun today with music.
That's right.
Hope you're enjoying it. The wonderful thing about this great country of ours is that if you're not enjoying it, you can tune us out. We wouldn't want you to do that. And if we catch you doing it, there will be severe repercussions. But what can you say? KSCO Santa Cruz, Salinas, Monterey, San Jose, 11 a.m.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lori London. A Montgomery County, Maryland hospital on lockdown. Police investigating a suspicious death. Officials at Suburban Hospital say an employee was assaulted. The emergency room is closed, but staff and patients are safe. Las Vegas, welcome 2011 with an 8-minute fireworks show from the roofs of 7 casinos. New York had its usual Times Square celebration.
We've been everywhere in the world. This is the place to be. New York City, baby. This is where it happens.
And now a New Year's Day tradition in Southern California underway. After relentless rains, the Rose Parade is bathed in abundant sunshine.
The 122nd Rose Parade moves fast, starting with a flyover by the massive stealth bomber to honor the troops serving abroad. The Food Network's Paula Dean Reeves is Grand Marshal. A castle float titled A World Dream shoots fireworks. 18 million flowers, a lot of roses, purple, orange, pink, and yellow flowers are used on floats.
Fox Radio's Sharon Katchen in Los Angeles. New Year's Eve storm that brought deadly tornadoes to the south and Midwest moves east.
We still have the risk for hail, damaging winds, and isolated tornadoes over the eastern Gulf. Flash flooding will be a threat through the day over the southeast as the system moves eastward.
Fox meteorologist Janice Dean, 6 people died yesterday in Missouri and Arkansas. Well, the White House lays out the president's political game plan for the new year.
White House officials expect making progress in the Afghan war and getting U.S. troops out of Iraq to be priorities. Aides expect President Obama to work on relations with China as President Hu Jintao is welcomed to the White House for a January state visit.
Fox's Mike Emanuel says here at home, officials expect the president to devote a lot of energy to jobs, the economy, and dealing with the deficit. Republicans gearing up for the new Congress, vowing to focus on cutting wasteful spending and reducing the size of government. This is Fox News Radio. Very balanced.
This is
is Fox News Talk.
Fox and Friends Encore.
Encore. All right, he's one of the greatest baseball players of all time, and now Hall of Famer and legend Cal Ripken Jr. lending his name to an online competition worth millions of dollars to help students get better, not at baseball, but at math. All this information is coming about America, and we're ranked in the world when it comes to education and math. We're in the bottom of the top 30 nations. How did that happen, Cal?
Yeah, I mean, we're 25th. I'm not a big stat guy overall because you can interpret it any way, but this stat is really revealing. I love the math. That was one of my favorite subjects. It helps you so much more in life, and we're trying to get that message across through this challenge across the country. Math needs to be more fun, and this game right here will allow you to play a game and compete and have fun. And this national competition is on Tibbetts.com. You can go on, and you can compete state by state. And the benefits are you're going to learn math, but there's a lot of great prizes along with that as well.
Don't miss Fox and Friends weekday mornings on the Fox News Channel.
The Supreme Court's Chief Justice says he wants to see more Senate action on judicial nominees.
There's an urgent need for Senate Democrats and Republicans to put aside partisan bickering and take action to fill federal judicial vacancies. So says Supreme Court Chief Justice John Roberts in his annual State of the Judiciary report. He writes there's a persistent problem with a party out of power blocking action on the opposing party's nominees. The federal judiciary currently has 94 vacancies, with nearly half deemed emergencies by the U.S. Judicial Conference. So far, the Senate has confirmed 60 of President Obama's nominees, with 19 still pending. In the first 2 years of George W. Bush's presidency, 100 nominees were confirmed. Chris Stanley, Fox News Radio.
Pakistani intelligence officials say 3 U.S. missile strikes today along the Afghan border have killed at least 18 people. 9 were in a car that was hit. 5 more were attacked as they tried to recover the bodies. Well, there's now an iPhone app that enables users to virtually visit the Western Wall, Judaism's holiest site.
The Israeli Foundation launched the app that live streams from the Western Wall, except on Jewish holidays and the Sabbath. Users can send emails to be placed in the cracks in the walls, a Jewish tradition. There is also a compass, so worshippers can pray in the direction of Jerusalem. The idea of the app is to bring the Western Wall to Jews around the world. A similar app for Muslims called Mecca Compass enables all Muslim iPhone users to point themselves at Mecca from anywhere in the world for daily prayers. In Jerusalem, Courtney Keeley, Fox News Radio.
Well, just before the ball dropped last night in New York's Times Square, a couple of Army reservists tied the knot in front of thousands waiting to ring in the new year.
Unreal. Completely unreal. It was such a blast. We had such a great time. And, I mean, it's a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, and we just enjoyed it.
Bethany Phillips and Jeffrey Doobie won a contest to become part of the celebration after readers of a wedding planning magazine chose them from about 1,900 entries. I'm Lori London, Fox News Radio.
You're listening to KSCO, serving Watsonville, Greenfield, and Hernandez.
Good morning, everyone. You've got it tuned in to AM 1080 KSCO Santa Cruz. It's the first day of the year 2011, Saturday. I'm Dave Michaels, getting ready to bring you hour number two of MZ and the Saturday special. But before that, we've got your weather forecast and traffic update. We'll start off with today's forecast, which is for morning rain with highs near 56 degrees. Southeast winds between 13 and 15 miles per hour. Gusts could reach as high as 20 miles per hour. More rain in your forecast for this evening with overnight lows around 43 degrees. Tomorrow's forecast rain as well as possible thunderstorms. Highs will once again reach the mid-50s. Your boaters forecast for today, southeast winds 10 to 15 knots, wind waves 3 to 4 feet, and west swells 3 to 5 feet every 12 seconds, along with more rain. Outside KSCO studios, it's 46 degrees. We're going to move on to traffic now. Nothing at the fish hook to report. Same thing goes in Santa Cruz County. San Jose looking good as well. 475-1080 is the number to call in with your traffic tips. Coming up next, hour number two of the Saturday special with your host, Michael Zwirling.
Hi there. How does it feel? Yeah. How does it feel to be in 2011? Be honest.
It's great. Be the best year ever.
Yeah. And you agree with that, Dave Michaels?
Yeah, sure. It's got to be better than last year, right? Every year gets better.
Last year was pretty bad, was it?
No. Last year was great. This year's going to be even better.
And Robin, what about you? Yeah, what about you, Robin?
Can't wait for 2011. When does it get here?
It's here already. It got here like 11 hours and six, 7 minutes ago.
Well, everything's delayed on the internet, so it takes a little time to get to the
other side. You're an internet sort of person.
I am, but I'm also a real kind of person as well. And listening this morning on terrestrial radio.
Right.
The full sound of the mighty 1080 KSCO rock and roll.
Do you think that I'm wrong about internet radio, about internet as a delivery system for radio? I'm not talking about radio stations that have good content now will be fine in the future,
right,
just primarily delivered through the internet. Do you agree with that?
Absolutely. You know, I gave a lecture. I was a guest lecturer at San Francisco State.
And by the way, it's Robin Goldstein. Remember Robin Goldstein?
Formerly of Schnauzer Logic, still a straight white Buddhist vegetarian lesbian fraternity boy trapped in the body of a recovering transsexual woman patent attorney with a bizarre sense of humor and a master's degree in city planning. But we're not going to go into that right now.
Okay.
Anyway, I gave a guest lecture at San Francisco State about a month ago in their communications art school to a bunch of radio people, and they were breaking it down into terrestrial broadcasters and podcasters and streamers. And I said, don't think of it that way. It's all the same thing. It's one-on-one communication. The actual channel, unimportant, whether it's going to be on your iPod, streaming radio, telephone.
Content is king.
Content is what it's all about.
Yeah, yeah.
And you need to produce it that way, too.
Right.
And which is what you guys do here.
Do you really think so? I mean, we're not very structured here. And that's what I think the charm of the station is. What
Absolutely.
Do you think, Tom Quinn?
We're the best.
Right. Did you say we're the best or did you say or the best?
We are the best.
I like that attitude. That's a good attitude. Could you tell that I need some self-esteem elevation? I ruined my voice with that karaoke attempt.
I heard that. That's why I came over here. On behalf of all the listeners, we'd like you to kindly stop.
Right. Hey, Dave, did you get some complaints, you know, when that was happening? Were people calling in and saying, I'm going to tune out? Were they threatening?
They threatened, but I think that they love KSCO so much, I doubt they did it.
You think they'll make allowances for
they
like
why
the
not?
Station so much?
Sure.
But they'll just tune out for the duration of my
now.
Karaoke?
Did
they're
you
back.
Get your you iPod just, working? Where's your iPod?
No, it's being charged.
Oh, okay.
And we don't have a long enough extension cord, so you won't forget. Tom Quinn has been complaining during the break that last week, you know, the music that I was playing, you know, the impromptu music from the iPhone was way better than the music. And I said the difference is that I was playing it from an iPod, and now I'm playing it from an iPhone. Now, I can give you some suggestions here. How about Rocky Raccoon by the Beatles? Is that okay? I mean,
it's classic rock and roll, my friend.
Oh. Wait a minute. Well, where is it? How come I'm not hearing it?
It's the White Album.
Yeah, I know. All right, All right. Rules from for this hour are the same as last hour. Oh, we do have a K's commentary. We don't want to break format that much. So let's officially begin the radio program. Okay, let's kill the Beatles here. For now, just for now. It'll be back. Don't worry. And let's start hour number two of the Saturday special. Welcome to the hour number two of the Saturday special. We're pleased to be here and hope you are pleased to listen to us.
I'm sorry, baby, but I really gotta go to KSCO Radio. Bye.
The following is a KSCO commentary. Here is Kay's Whirling.
This is called Bernie Madoff and Social Security. It was sent to me by Carol Terry, and kudos to you, Carol. It's so simple a caveman could understand it. Why did Bernie Madoff go to prison? To make it simple, he talked people into investing with him. Trouble was, he didn't invest their money. As time rolled on, he simply took the money from the new investors to pay off the old investors. Finally, there were too many old investors and not enough money from new investors coming in to keep the payments going. Next thing you know, Madoff is one of the most hated men in America, and he's off to jail. Some of you know this, but not enough of you. Madoff did to his investors what the government has been doing to us for over 70 years with Social Security. There's no meaningful difference between the two schemes, except that one was operated by a private individual who is now in jail, and the other is operated by politicians who enjoy perks, privileges, and status in spite of their actions. Do you need a side-by-side comparison here? Well, here's a nifty little chart. Bernie Madoff, Social Security. Bernie Madoff takes money from investors with the promise that the money will be invested and made available to them later. Social Security takes money from wage earners with the promise that the money will be invested in a trust fund and made available later. Instead of investing the money, Madoff spends it on new homes in the Hamptons and yachts. Instead of depositing money in a trust fund, the politicians use it for general spending and vote buying. When the time comes to pay the investors back, Madoff simply uses some of the new funds from newer investors to pay back the older investors. When benefits for older investors become due, the politicians pay them with money taken from younger and newer wage earners to pay the geezers. When Madoff's scheme is discovered, all hell breaks loose. New investors won't give him any more money. When Social Security runs out of money, they simply force the taxpayers to send them some more. Bernie Madoff is in jail. Politicians remain in Washington. The taxpayer, that's someone who works for the federal government but doesn't have to take the civil service examination. And that was from Ronald Reagan. Here's another quote. If you put the federal government in charge of the Sahara Desert, in 5 years, there would be a shortage of sand. That was from Milton Friedman. Isn't this an excellent analogy? For KSCO, this is Kay's Whirling.
Perfect segue for me to plug Kay's new book.
That was a good one.
Yeah, perfect.
That was a great commentary.
Yeah. But anyhow, mom writes, she probably writes, 60-70% of her own comments and passes along ones that other people send her, and that want her.
That's going to be an increasingly more serious subject. The next few years, we'll see whether it remains solvent or not.
Yeah, exactly. So, but anyhow, you can buy an advanced copy, and we expect to get the shipment probably third week of this month. Of a bunch of Kay's commentaries. It's a beautiful hardcover book that you can see the cover of if you go to ksco.com. If you want to buy it, you can click on it. There's two ways to buy it. You can buy it to pay for it and then come to KSCO and pick it up. When we have it, we'll announce on the radio when we do that officially. But again, it should be maybe 2 or 3 weeks from now at the latest. Or you can give us your address and we'll snail mail it to you. In the priority mail or something. So that's if you go to ksco.com. We've been selling a good number.
That's
good. Once we have the books here in stock, I think Kay is going to go on the campaign trail. Not the campaign trail.
Do signings.
Do signings. But also, why not have her on, a bunch of talk shows and stuff all over the country? Right?
Absolutely.
Why not? Then we'll sell more than 30. You think?
Is she already started on work on the second book? Because most authors, as soon as they finish one, they're right into the next one.
Well, there's enough commentaries for another book or two or three, I think, already. But, what we want to do is just see what we can do with this. It's sort of like, But so many people have said that Kay's commentaries belong on other radio stations, not just KSCO.
Sure.
And so, and that people have said for years she should write a book, so she's finally doing it. And it's, they've always been available at KSCO.com, you know, individually, and you could search the website. There's a lot of things you can do at our website now. We haven't been promoting it all that much.
Yeah, no, so, it's a good website. Well, yeah. Most importantly, you can stream the shows.
That's right. You can, and there's podcasts. You can podcast. This show is a podcast.
And you've reworked the website because I went there last night. It looks even different. It's looking greater and greater.
Yeah. Our webmaster, Jonathan Collier, from Sun Powered Productions, takes it upon himself. He says, you know, it's good, but it could be better. So he's one of these guys, which is great.
That's the right
which
attitude.
Which is why we love him, you know. And I just go for it. You know what, just do it. And at the moment, I think we still have that Alex Jones thing that's on that's being featured, a big featured video right on the homepage talking about the government taking our government, the United States, taking more control of the Internet than even the Chinese government.
That's being resisted mightily, and I hope that is the case.
Sure.
It is resisted.
Yeah, of course.
That's a total freedom of speech issue.
I know for the more you listen to Alex Jones and Dr. Monteith and so forth, the more you realize that it's a true concern that the things that happen in the world, unfortunate things, you know, like terrorist attacks and so forth, can be used as an excuse to take away people's rights, you know, even the right to surf the Internet, you know. And so what you're saying, Tom, is you don't really believe that it's going to happen, that,
well,
that
I'm
the Internet
just saying
is
collectively,
gonna be...
collectively, we have our freedoms and we can have the intent of increasing our freedoms rather than watching freedoms being diminished.
Right. But... Okay, and you're saying if enough people are aware of this and aren't asleep at the switch, then these bad things won't happen
well, that's
to our freedoms. Is
that
right?
That's really the theme of last week's show and this week's show.
Right.
This next year is better than the year before.
Right. What do you think, Robin?
Well, you know what's interesting to me is that this is another one of those issues where I find that people that you would traditionally consider to be on the far right and people who you might traditionally consider to be on the far left are together.
Uniting.
They're united because these are pure civil liberties, rights, personal rights kinds of issues where people are saying, for whatever their political reason, we don't want the government involved in regulating these aspects of our lives.
Well, the left-right thing is often very superficial way mm-hmm. of looking at things because what we're looking at is the right of an individual to retain their freedom versus somebody being controlled by the government.
Right. And I agree 1,000%. And it's troubling because, you know, as an attorney, one of the things that you wind up arguing is a slippery slope. And intellectually, that's a hard thing for people to understand, but they take a little bit, and then everybody goes, well, that's okay, it doesn't really matter. And then they take a little bit more, and people say, well, that doesn't really matter very much. And before you know it, they've gone a mile, and then 10 miles, and then suddenly you have far
Well, that's
fewer.
That's why, Robin, we collectively have the intent that we're going to take miles and miles and miles of freedom.
Yeah, you're listening to the Saturday
Happy New
special.
Year.
Yeah. It is the Saturday special on AM 1080 KSCO. If it's not your favorite radio station, it should be. What the hell's the matter with you?
There's more rock and roll music. I came over for the rock and roll music.
Okay, yes. All right, 479-1080.
We need rock and roll.
If you want to join the conversation. I need
That's
to just,
the law, Michael.
I just
That's
need
the
to
law.
Log into my...
One of the 472 they passed this year.
Right. The good laws.
I think they should pass a law saying all laws, all previous laws are deleted.
That's called a sunset.
Start all over again.
Yeah, that's called a sunset clause. Yeah, they need that.
Sunset laws is where it just turns into a pumpkin, you know. But I'm just, a sunset law clause would be even better than a vote.
I think that's where they have an expiration date.
Oh, how nice. Vernette E. Godfrey sent an email to MZ saying, you boys are doing great.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Vernette.
Happy New Year.
Yeah, and that was from 13 minutes ago. All right.
Let's get some callers, too.
Well, maybe the callers want to hear us, great boys.
Push more buttons. Push more buttons.
All right. Okay, here we go. Here we go. Here. Let's, here. Hey, Western Union man.
Hey, send
Okay, here, we'll just push it. That was a cymbal sound. Okay. Okay, Monterey Jack, what about Alex Jones and programming?
Oh, you guys were talking about the right-left paradigm. I'm hoping that you'll put Alex Jones on Rush's spot. Now, Rush is great, but a little too much of a Republican Party cheerleader, if you ask me.
Well, he is in Rush's spot. It's on the other station, you know.
I know. My problem is, though, I listen on headphones at work, and I can't get the other station, KOMY. That doesn't come in strong enough.
I
listen in the evenings, you know, when I can. But I just think Alex Jones is, personally for me, more entertaining, covers, like, much more subjects.
So you think that we should demote Rush, maybe put him on the smaller station and put Alex on the bigger station? Is that what you're suggesting?
That's my vote.
Michael, I like Alex more than Rush, too.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, that's my vote. I think you would hit a younger audience. And, I mean, I'm not young, but I really like Alex. And I think, but you can hear some of their callers call in. They really like, Alex. And, so anyway, that's my vote. And my prediction is that you'll be able to get him to come out one more time in this next, coming year for another.
Well, he actually asked me. He said, you know, he had such a good time here. He said, well, what about next spring, MC? You know, maybe we can come out for a week with the family and maybe we can talk, maybe we could do some other speeches in other parts. So.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, that would be great. You and your mom did a great job filling in for Corey Gold, and I like the rock and roll, the old Beatles and all the old rock and roll. It's kind of fun, and your spontaneity and just the fact there's a radio station that has the freedom to just kind of like roll with it. So
right.
Anyway.
That's good.
So there you go. Thank you very much.
The owner of this station is really, really cool. You know, they don't. He doesn't fire. Any other owner would fire my ass. You know?
Good looking too.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Thank you, Monterey Jack. Appreciate the call. Evergreen in Live Oak.
MZ.
How are you?
How you doing, Evergreen?
Absolutely brilliant show today.
All right. Thank you.
You rock. Yeah, really, totally my favorite radio station. Happy New Year to everyone, and I don't know, what do you want in terms of real rock and roll?
I don't know, but maybe this.
Jacques Delacroix.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Wow, whatever he calls himself on Sunday.
That's Racist Harold, so who the radio station hosts at the radio station.
He's gonna break out into karaoke now, right?
No, I got to explain this here. Hosts are given the freedom to.
By the way, I love Robin. I think she's great.
Yeah, Robin's wonderful.
She, whatever. Yeah, right.
Yeah, Robin is absolutely
really
wonderful.
Brilliant.
But
love
let me
the intellect.
Let me explain what that the rules that we have here for the talk host. They are in charge of their program. If we think they're a good enough talk show host to have a slot on the radio station, then they're in charge of how they're going to the programming for that slot. And there's a handful of irritating callers that haven't been banned by the station, but they are not the preferred callers to participate in some of these hosts' programs.
But I'm getting close, right?
No, not you. I'm not talking about you. I'm not talking about this. Is what I'm hearing.
Earthquakes and other disasters.
Oh, wait a minute. No, that's me.
Yeah, keep that guy off.
No, what happens is there's one person who makes it a point because none of the hosts want to listen to him because it's very predictable what he's going to say.
Rush.
He monopolizes the comment line.
Rush?
No, it's not Rush. It's Racist Herald.
And by the way, I put in my vote for Alex Jones in the daytime instead of Rush. I don't know. Rush.
And by the way,
I
say that.
Rush is so full of himself. You know?
Right.
He's just so annoying because he's so full of himself. Such a windbag.
Boy, talk about a town that needs the Rush Limbaugh Award-winning radio program, Santa Cruz, California. A true haven for fuzzy-thinking, ultra-left-wing liberals, spaced-out, sparse-bearded hippies, and arrogant politicians with absolutely zero business sense.
Gee, man, Christmas.
The what's mine is mine, what's yours is mine mentality is certainly alive and well in Santa Cruz, but never fear you people, I... Rush Limbaugh will relentlessly continue to do all I can to bring reason and sanity to Santa Cruz each weekday morning, 9 to noon, right here on AM 1080 KSCO. Join me.
Now,
listen, do you want to change that so he can't say that anymore?
No, I'm sure I'm happy to hear have him say it. Just make a fool of himself.
No, he can say it on 1340.
Yeah, he can say it. I don't know. It's up to you.
You're the one.
To
bring reason and sanity to Santa Cruz each weekday morning, 9 to noon. Right here on AM 1340 KOMY. Join me. That doesn't sound right.
Get Alex. Alex could cut something just as good.
All right. So anyhow, Evergreen, do you have a new Year's resolution?
Just to try to be more present in the moment and try to wake people up and stir them to positive emotions, which would create positive, progressive. If I dare use the word,
you want to,
evolutionary change.
You want to transform the sheeple into people.
We need Devo. We need.
So,
Devo karaoke.
Right.
So we want. I want to just wake. I mean, they can still be gentle creatures, but they're just awake and aware of the dangers. I guess. I don't know. What do you mean?
So Evergreen, what are some good goals for the country or individuals in the upcoming year to make it bigger and better than ever before?
More tea parties.
More parties, huh?
More parties, yeah. More people talking to each other. More dancing in the streets. More getting the molecules moving.
No, hey, what about Saturday specials? What kind of Saturday specials do you want to hear in the coming year? Any ideas of things you haven't heard that you'd like to?
I don't know.
I'll put that out to everybody. 479-1080. Give us a call. Let us know.
I don't know. Maybe if we could get respondents from the shadow side to come on and talk about things. That'd be the way to get things moving, maybe.
Say that again?
People on the shadow side that hold the information, the cards close to their chest, you know, the we won't tell you where the money went kind of folks. I don't know if we could figure out a way to pressure them to come in on the radio. That would make
radio. The only way you could do that is if there's an election and we're having a candidates forum. People have learned that they better appear at the candidates forum or else they'll look really, really bad to the electorate, you know, between then and when the election is. And
unless they're Sam Farr.
Huh?
And then he can come and say whatever he wants and still get elected.
Evergreen, Michael and I were talking about having a world karaoke contest sponsored by the station. Would you enter?
What's that? Karaoke?
World karaoke contest.
A world karaoke contest?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And we'll do it maybe on January 31st, which is the 20th anniversary.
That's a good idea. Yeah, sure, I'll be in on that. I don't know how good of a singer I am.
What will your song? What songs will you choose?
I don't know. Maybe Tales of Brave Ulysses.
I've never heard that one.
You never heard everyone should be forced to sing My Way.
My God.
You should have the My Way karaoke contest because KSCO does it your way.
Do I have to wear a fedora like Frank Sinatra?
And so there's only one song, and it's everyone's rendition of the same song.
Wait a minute.
I can't do it like Elvis. I might be able to do Frank Sinatra.
On the 30th anniversary of Donald Husing being here at KSCO, and he's still here. You know?
What a trip. Is Don Husing?
Yeah, okay. Do I dare do this?
Now it's 30 years.
Oh my God.
And so he'll face the next curtain. My friend, I'll say it clear. The only things of which I'm certain, he's lived a life that's full. He's traveled on the Oakdale Highway. And more, much more than this, he did it Don's way. Regrets he's had to chew, but then again, to chew is not to swallow. He did what he had to do and saw it through without lying fallow. He planned to drink his Coke and eat his lunch along the byway. And more, much more than this, he did it Don's way. Yes, there were times he'd want to punch that lousy slime who stole his lunch. And through it all, when there was doubt, he'd throw the cart and cuss it out. He faced it all, and he stood tall, and did it Don's way. He's loved and laughed and cried. He's had his pill, his share of migraines. And now, as years pile up, he finds it all so ingrained to try to tell the time. And might we all hope in the right way? Oh no, oh no, not Don. He does it his way. For who is this man? What has he got? He won't inhale nor smoke pot. He says the things he truly thinks with zero fear of catching stuff that stinks. The record shows he took the blows and did it Don's way.
Happy anniversary, Don Husing, from 30 years worth of your KSCO friends, family, and listeners. God, that was like 15 years ago.
No, it wasn't.
It was, because he's been here 45 years.
Amazing.
Yeah. Who could this be? Hey there, Peter V. and Salinas.
Michael's whirling. I got some suggestions for Saturday specials.
Oh, good.
Number one, the most hated liberal, Billy Sunshine, should do battle with the most hated right-wing nutcase, Roy Masterson. I guarantee you that would be one of the most listened to.
We did that already, and it couldn't happen, you know. You obviously weren't listening to that, right? I mean, you missed that. That happened. I could play a little piece of that.
That was epic.
Yeah, I could play a little piece of it.
That was really an epic show.
Yeah.
Billy Sunshine?
With meets Roy Masters, yeah, but it didn't go very far because, you know, that was where we had to kick Billy Sunshine out of the studio here and call 911 because he wouldn't leave.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about.
You want to hear some of that? If I have it on the iPhone, I'll play a little bit of it. I don't know if I have it, but...
And the other thing I would like to hear would actually be a debate between you and Hal Ginsberg, your competitor down there in
Monterey. Oh no, I'm much too afraid to do that. Oh no. Oh no. Never. I'm gonna hang up on him. Okay, Mike and Salinas, who's hung over.
God dang it, man, that karaoke Dawn song just made my headache even worse. Don't do that. It was like an accident that you just don't want to look, but you have to look. You couldn't turn it off.
All right. Well,
have a good New Year.
Oh, you mean that's all you called to say?
That was it, man.
You have nothing like more than that to contribute?
It was like fingernails on the chalkboard. Oh, my God.
You know, I like the sound of fingernails on the chalkboard. Why do most people dislike that
it's
sound?
Your fingernails.
You know, MZ and Ringo had the same singing coach.
Dante and Callie. What? Dante?
I want Alex in Rush Limbaugh's spot for the morning.
Another vote.
You know, I was all ready to do that. And I talked to Michael Olson and Rosie and my mom and me, and they said, don't do that because you'll lose all the Rush audience.
Not necessarily. What's your reason? What's the caller's name?
Callie.
Callie.
Dante. No, it's not Callie and Dante. It's Dante and Callie.
It's Dante, and I like Alex Jones, and I'm 12.
No, you're not.
Yeah.
What do you like about Alex?
He's all about the truth.
Well, that's what we all like. I mean,
there you go.
What do you think, Robin? I mean, we've never talked about Alex Jones, you and me.
I think he's a real up-and-coming performer. I've been listening to him on and off for the last 3 or 4 years, I guess, and he's sharpening his radio skills. I think when I first started listening to him, he was kind of all over the place. He's better at getting to the point, and his point seems a lot more relevant to me now than it did 3 or 4 years ago.
Yeah.
So I certainly tune into him on a regular basis.
Right. Now, Dante, are you really 12?
Yeah.
Prove it.
I was born in 1998 and November 18th.
You are 12.
Yeah.
Thank you for proving it. How long have you been listening to this station and why?
For a year.
Did someone in your family turn you on to us? Or?
Yeah, my mom.
Cool.
So do your friends at school listen to KSU?
No.
Just you?
Yeah.
Do they think you're unusual for listening to a talk radio station that mostly older people listen to? I mean, you know, comparatively. Yeah, go ahead.
Well, my mom's only 30 and she listens to it. They think she's kind of weird.
Oh, wow, that's amazing.
What about your father?
He likes Alex Jones.
It's pretty amazing. It's a sensation. You know, well, listen, Dante, keep listening, okay?
And it's Dante, Michael.
Dante,
I'm sorry. Like the famous...
Dante, yeah.
Yeah,
Dante's
the Inferno.
Inferno, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, well, listen, Dante and Callie, thanks for calling. And keep listening, okay?
Okay.
You can do call back. Gordon in Gustine. Gordon?
Hello.
Hi, Gordon.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. How are you feeling this
Happy New Year,
first day
Happy
of
New Year?
Thank you very much. Back at you. I just thought a subject for the Saturday special might be the movie that I hope is coming out, Atlas Shrugged by Ayn Rand.
Oh, yeah. I would love to do that. I can't force myself to read that book. It's so thick and so... But I'm going to try to listen to it on an audiobook or something. But what would we do on the Saturday special? I don't understand.
Oh, I don't know. Maybe just the philosophy and the principles that she talks about.
You know, there's probably a good guest, you know, from the Ayn Rand Society or whatever it's called.
That'd be a good idea.
You know,
yeah.
that could sort of boil it down to us airheads, you know.
Yeah, I'd be sure half the people would hate it and maybe somebody would like it, but whatever.
Right. Oh. Okay. Well, yeah, we'll put that down. Thank you.
Excellent.
for the suggestion. Okay. Take care. Joey in Watsonville wants to talk about Alex Jones. Hi, Joey.
Hi, what's up? Yeah, I just want to second that. What Dante said earlier, I wouldn't mind seeing that happen, you know?
Yeah.
This might sound weird, but I think in a head-to-head debate, I really think Alex Jones would, beat Rush. I mean, that's probably not what's about. But,
yeah, but see, nothing like that is ever going to happen because Rush has no reason to do that because he's on top and he's the greatest talk radio broadcaster of all time, and I doubt that anyone, even Alex, is ever going to topple him from that. And as long as that's the case, why should he elevate some lesser popular person in the same industry? I mean, that's just the way humans operate.
Yeah, he worked his way up too. I understand that. He definitely did work his way up.
But I agree with you. It'd be wonderful. It'd be just great. And I would like to invite them both to be on the Saturday special. And
that would be
Alex might, because he knows us and likes us. Rush knows us. He does know us. In fact, that reminds me of something else that should be played. But anyhow, how are you doing this New Year's? Are you having a good time?
I'm a little busy still.
Busy?
So busy. Yeah, little nauseated.
Dizzy.
Oh, dizzy. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Right. Gotcha.
Did you make a resolution?
No, I don't remember it. I think I did, but I don't remember it.
So what'd you do last night?
Just bottoms up. That's what I did last night. It was fun. That was it.
Resolution was to finish every last drop.
Yeah, there you go. Anyway, God bless. Love the show.
Hey, thank you. Take care, Joey. Best in 2011 to you. I just realized that we haven't played any commercials. And it might be because we don't have any commercials. Hopefully that's not the reason. Hopefully the reason is that I'm just too tied up in the little sandbox thing that we're doing today. Dave, do we have some nice commercials? A lot of them, I hope, right? Good. Okay, well, let's play them now then. We'll come back. We'll come back and finish up this Saturday New Year's 2011 special. So stay with us. We'll be back in a few minutes.
Hey, everyone. You need to take a powder. Yes, Beyond Tangy Tangerine Powder to help you live a long and healthy life. Dr. Wallach says real health insurance is essential nutrients plus a truckload of antioxidants. Only one problem. It's just about impossible to get that from your diet alone. Thank goodness for Beyond Tangy Tangerine, the most complete multiple ever. Our unique crystal formula mixes instantly with water to make a delicious drink. Now listen to this. 130 vitamins, minerals, and other nutrients. 115 fruits and vegetables like acai and noni. Organic trace minerals as well. Beyond Tangy is extremely high in antioxidants to speed healing, slow aging, fight disease with no added sugar, artificial sweeteners, or preservatives. It's perfect for kids and diabetics. Mix your Beyond Tangy every morning and take it with you throughout the day. Take your powder on trip. So take it from me, Andy Anderson, and order your powder now. Call now, toll free, 888-245-0300. That's 888-245-0300.
Autumn is the time to make certain your home is safe and ready for the long nights of winter. Hello, I'm Charlie Friedman.
And I'm Tino from JM Electric. Charlie's right. Autumn is the time to get a free, no-obligation electrical safety assessment from JM Electric. Listen.
My name is Lane LeCompte, and I live in SoCal. My home is about 45 years old. There were a lot of things I was wondering how my home was still standing. And I want to make sure that my home is safe. Oh, they came out. They were wonderful. They really took care of everything, of all of the items we had. Yes, I sleep very well after the work that they did.
Don't wait until you blow a circuit. Call for a free, no-obligation electrical safety assessment from JM Electric today.
I'll personally come out and walk through your home to see if I can spot any trouble before it happens. I'm Tino at JM Electric, 422-7819. That's 422-7819 or jmelectric.com and tell them Charlie sent you.
In this time of economic uncertainty, Connection Magazine features local experts in finance, health, and personal growth. If you want to empower yourself, let go of limiting beliefs, take charge of your own health, and be calm and centered, then Connection Magazine is your guide for your personal transformation. This is your source for wellness and preventative alternatives as well as traditional medicine. Connection Magazine connects you with the community. It promotes cooperation, ecology, local and regional classes, lectures, performances, and festivals. It features themes each month as well as directories for green business services and martial arts. Connection Magazine informs you about important issues such as the light brown apple moth spraying, the up-and-coming 2012 transformations, and so much more. Promoting health, fitness, fun, art, adventure, and awareness. You'll find it everywhere, distributed in the four counties of San Mateo, Santa Clara, Santa Cruz, and Monterey. Pick one up and enhance your life.
Hello, I'm Robert Stangero. Many Santa Cruzans know me as Big Boy. The original Stangero family has been in business since 1879. Our name stands for quality, quantity, and great service. Our Gilda's restaurant on the Santa Cruz Municipal Wharf is still the fishing headquarters for the area. It's where fishermen gather every morning for coffee and breakfast before heading out on the bay. Stop by Gilda's and say hello. Both my son Dino and I look forward to meeting you at Gilda's at the center of the Santa Cruz Municipal Wharf.
It must be, it has to be, with that big sound it's gotta be, KSPO.
Okay, welcome back. We're in the closing 15 minutes of the Saturday special for New Year's Day 2011. Happy New Year to everyone from KSCO Radio. MZ is here, Robin Goldstein is here, Dave Michaels is here, Tom Quinn is here, and we're happy you're here too. Give us a call if you want to join the program. We'll be on the air right up until noontime, and then Perspectives takes over with Donald Davidson. And yeah, go ahead, Tom.
Today it's going to be Daniel Beckett. I think they're doing a show on land use issues.
Great. Okay. So if you want to give us a call, the number is 479-1080. I want to read this email that I just received from George Myers about Phil Hendry. Good idea putting Phil Hendry back on your format. The guy is a real genius with a great talent. We need his humor now more than ever. Amen. Thank you. I guess you do listen to crabby listeners.
This is not Christopher Cross. Who's covering this?
You know, I don't know. Okay. But it's supposed to, it's the karaoke for the Christopher Cross sailing song.
So,
okay, Large Eagle says, MZ, the hosts of the In the Driver's Seat have never given out an email, so I have never been able to suggest this idea. They could play at least one song about cars, automobiles during their opening of the program. A few songs, Hot Rod Lincoln, Little Deuce Coupe, My 409, for the safety side of things, The Last Kiss. And that's from Rick Bowen in Scotts Valley. P.S. Dale Robertson, the teaparty.org, was on your Saturday special. He's been using karaoke to draw younger people to learn about the Tea Party movement. Great, Rick. Thanks. That's a terrific idea. I mean, that's a good point to bring out. Speaking of the driver's seat, if I'm not mistaken, Tim himself is on. Hey, Tim.
How are you?
Pretty good, Tim. How about you?
I'm doing fine.
Yeah.
After last week's show, we were thinking about taking the driver's seat into a two-hour program.
Oh.
We've been having so much fun with it.
Uh-huh.
So we need to, you know, work with the sponsors and try to make that happen. But
yeah.
And I do hear that. It's funny to hear that email about the bumper music.
Yeah, isn't that funny?
We've got so many car songs and so many songs, and Billy was off this week, so I didn't get a chance to go in and put a new rotation in there, but we're definitely thinking about that. So.
Well, good. Yeah, here's something. Yeah, Randy Newman.
Oh, yeah.
Gary Newman.
Now, I want to thank
Gary Newman.
Michael, for hosting this.
Okay. What were you saying, Tim?
I wanted to thank you for hosting that Think Local First eggnog mixer at your station.
Oh, yeah. Well, we didn't do much of anything except say yes. We'd love to do it as we've done for the last 3 years or 4 years now. I can't remember. Yeah, it's either 3 or 4 years. Michael Olson put that together because he's very active with the group, and it's a wonderful group.
Yeah.
Anyhow, Tim, yeah, we look forward to having more of your great program. He's got a great co-host now with a Full Metal Jacket lady.
Michelle.
Yeah.
Now, quick question on Henry. That's going to be live at 10 to 1 p.m.?
Yeah. 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. It's at nighttime on AM 1340. And a lot of people can't pick up 1340 all that well at night because it's a much weaker station. So we're replaying that night's live program the next day during the afternoon drive. So Charlie's going to have a little competition here, but we just want to make sure that if people are listening to the radio, they're listening to AM 1080 or AM 1340. Absolutely no other radio station is permitted to be listened to.
Well, thank you very much for having them both, and we'll look forward to a great 2011.
Great, Tim. To you, too. Have a good one. Pure Heart in Aptos. How you doing?
Hi, Michael. Hi, Tom.
How you doing, Pure Heart?
I'm good, thanks.
Happy New Year's.
Happy New Year.
And Robin's still here, too.
Happy New Year.
Hello, Robin. I don't know. Anyway, I just called the driver's seat to ask and figure out why cars went from positive to negative ground and things like that nowadays.
Oh.
But, have you considered having Clark Howard on one of your shows?
We used to.
You did, okay.
Yeah, we used to, and he's good, but you know, we want to do fewer syndicated programs.
Okay, good idea.
And the reason we put Phil Hendry on is because the guy is just so good, and there's nobody in talk radio that I know of who is as talented and as humorous. And like
Michael,
I said,
you're such a kidder. But anyway.
No. Everything is too serious in talk radio. I think that's what's really wrong with it. And I think it's dragging the country down. I really do. I think there needs to be a little bit more levity. And no one does it better than Phil Hendry. And so I don't care for syndicated programs typically, but Alex Jones is very different. Also, that's why you know he's on, and it's a syndicated program.
Yeah.
Rush is on top of everybody, so that's why he's on. But if you think about it, everything else we have on the station, well, George Norrie overnight, I guess.
Well, I have some questions about Alex Jones. I like him, though.
Uh-huh.
But I've called to ask, do you have any snippets of good old Richard Quigley, that freedom fighter, on your Tool of the Devil play?
I do. Yeah, I don't know if I have it with me right now, and if I do, well, just for the heck of it, while we're talking here, I'll see if I can. I'll just check it out. Oh, how about this? Okay, here we can just do this.
All right, okay, folks, put on your seatbelts, grab the armrest. We're about to do a turn here. I don't know how many of you are ready for. Speaking of smoking, going outside, dying of lung cancer.
Just so you know, this is the epic moment of live radio on KSCO where Richard Quigley announced that he was dying mm-hmm. of lung cancer.
3 weeks from today, November 12th,
at
12 o'clock p.m.
That was 2005.
There's going to be a wake. Mine. At 1024 Freedom Boulevard in Watsonville. I have been diagnosed with severely advanced lymphoma. The prognosis is that it's terminal.
I guess it wasn't lung cancer.
The doc wants to keep me optimistic, and he's definitely thrown a lot of stuff at me. I have rejected conventional medicine. I'm not going to do the surgery. I'm not going to do the chemo. I'm not going to do the radiation. It's... We all got to die. So there's going to be a few folks out there who will be very glad to hear that. There may be some of you very upset to hear that. I'm not pleased about it, but this is God's universe. So it's not like for me to make the call. Obviously, there's some other mission that I'm supposed to attend somewhere. And so that's going to be what happens. So I'm doing the wake because I can. I'm blessed. I'm blessed with having advance notice on this. I've got a chance to see it coming. As folks have found out about it, they've expressed to me that I've meant something to them and in their lives more than I ever anticipated. Well, I was just living my little life here because that's all I've really been doing is just living my life. And they want to...
they want to react in all kinds of ways, and I just thought that this would be a great outlet for them. It's not going to be any fun for me, although it is to be a celebration of my life. My kids are coming in from Arizona. They will be there to meet the people that have stated these feelings about whatever impact that they feel that I've had on their lives. We're going to have a little bit of food, going to have some beverages. It's going to be a very spirited day. My guess is that most of it will be spent with the old man sitting over in the corner blubbering, because I really have a hard time dealing with not the fact of my passing, because we all got to die. It's I had a wonderful woman in my life years ago, my mother's sister, who ended up in a way being my spiritual mother, and I spent the last year of her life with her. She died of cancer, and it was the one thing that she didn't want to do the most. And if there was ever a woman that was entitled to live and die by what she wanted, she would have been the one. And she wasn't allowed that. And so be that. She taught me a lot about living before this came along. Through the process of spending a year with her, she taught me a lot about dying. And I would hope that through the course of the next few weeks or months, that whatever time I got left, that I serve as the same kind of example to those around me. I'd like to do this all with dignity. Anyway, yeah, that's the good news, bad news. It's
so anyhow, Pure Heart, is that?
That's an excellent little cut there, Michael. And then Richard Quigley is a sign of KSCO's greatness in your foresight, because that's another example of a common guy out in the community who came on, is able to come on your station and help fight for freedoms. Every town should have a station like this, like yours. And, you know, we'd
agree.
Be in a whole lot better
great,
shape.
But it's just, it doesn't pay. It's not a money thing. Some things you do not for money, just because it should be done, and there aren't many people who are willing or in the position to do that,
but
I guess.
But it sure serves the public good, I got to tell you that. Maybe you can find some people crazy enough to even donate money, who knows. But,
well, we've been asking for money. Every year we ask for money around the time we have to pay the FCC fees. And people have helped us the last couple of years. And Wall Street Journal actually called and said, this is highly irregular for a commercial radio station. You're not a 501c3. You're not like NPR or PBS. And I said, so what? I'm not proud. I mean, we need money, and people like us. And if you like us, send us money. You can do it any time by going to KSCO.com and using PayPal. And you don't need to have a PayPal account. You can
use a credit card.
Yeah, just a regular credit card. But anyhow, thanks, Pure Heart. And you've always been a great supporter of the station.
Happy New Year.
Thank you so much.
Thank you, Pure Heart.
Happy New Year. Here's Richard in Pacific Grove. Real quick, less than a minute, Richard. Sorry.
Hey, that's okay, buddy. I just want to call you and thank you, just like everybody else. I mean, I love your radio station. I love what you're doing. I love your mom. And
did you think we were a little too silly today?
No. Come on, buddy.
Okay.
I love it all.
I'd like to do more of these, you know, iPhone things, whatever comes up on the iPhone. Why not?
Yeah,
good music.
Hey, come on. Life is
not only music, but all kinds of stuff that shows
that's
up.
That's right. Yeah,
wow. Apologies to
call
Scott.
And thank you for everything, bro.
Scott, real quick, just say hello. Say Happy New Year or something.
Happy New Year.
Okay,
I trust Stan Monteith implicitly. I know he follows the true God. He's logical, straightforward. Alex Jones acts like a nut. I think he's a tool of the New World Order.
Okay. Well, you said it first. Here we go.
Bob
That's
it. Here.
Hear the beat of the beat. That's all, folks.
It's KSCO, Santa Cruz, Salinas, Monterey, San Jose. It's 12 noon.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lori London. New Year's resolution. As the president continues his Hawaiian vacation, he's reaching out to Republicans as the new Congress gets ready to be sworn in.
I'm willing to work with anyone of either party who's got a good idea and the commitment to see it through. And we should all expect you to hold us accountable for our progress or our failure to deliver.
In his weekly address, the president says lawmakers need to be ready to make serious decisions about growing the economy. Republicans with their own ideas for the new year.
The American people sent us to Congress with clear instructions. Make government smaller, not bigger. and stop spending money we don't have on programs that aren't working.
Senator-elect Kelly Ayotte of New Hampshire with the GOP weekly address. Iraqi authorities say December was the least deadly month of the year, with 151 people killed by insurgents. And North Korea calling for better ties with its southern neighbor as 2011 gets underway. North Korea's New Year's message warning war between the two Koreas will bring nothing but a nuclear holocaust. And a new year, new governors.
I, Richard D. Snyder.
Do solemnly.
Rick Snyder honored with a 19-gun salute in Michigan, a state plagued with financial problems, while in New York, Democrat Andrew Cuomo sworn in late last night.
When we actually do something and perform and help the people of the state of New York and we make government function, then we're going to have a big party and celebrate, and not before.
New Mexico now also has its first female governor. A Montgomery County, Maryland hospital on lockdown after officials say an employee was assaulted. Police confirm one person is dead, and the cause is apparently suspicious. And in Pasadena, California, the 122nd Rose Parade goes off without a hitch. An Air Force B-2 bomber, stealth bomber, soaring through the skies for the opening. You're listening to Fox News Radio. Fair and balanced.
The Judge goes primetime. Every night at 8 on Fox Business, he's challenging big government, exposing shady DC deals, and defending your rights all week long. Freedom Watch every night at 8. Plus, Eric Bowling's at a brand new time, keeping you in the know with all the shocking stories of greed and corruption around the country. Don't miss Follow the Money, weeknights at 9 and Thursdays at 10 on Fox Business, the power to prosper. This country is about hard work and forward thinking, building, growing, and that it's called the American dream for a reason. It's why Fox Business pushes the limits.
This administration chooses policy over people.
Close to $4 trillion in federal spending.
Contrary to what Washington wants you to believe, times are tough.
Calling out corruption and standing up to government overregulation. And we'll never quit. It's why we move forward. Fox Business Network, the power to prosper.
At least 21 dead, dozens more wounded in a New Year's Eve bombing outside a church in Egypt.
Worshippers were met with a bomb blast as they emerged from a New Year's Mass in the Egyptian city of Alexandria early Saturday. A car exploded in front of a Coptic Christian church, and after the blast, enraged Christians emerged to clash with police and storm a nearby mosque, prompting fights. It comes as sectarian anger has increased in the region. Christians account for just 10% of the mostly Muslim population of 80 million Egyptians. There was no immediate claim of responsibility for the blast, but the governor of the region blamed Al-Qaeda, pointing to recent threats by the terror group. Brett Larson, Fox News Radio.
Five people have died in an apartment fire in the Seattle suburb of Redmond, including four children. Police say the fire began about 2:30 a.m. Saturday on the ground floor of an apartment complex. The four kids were all under the age of 10. Well, starting today, potential new pet owners in Illinois will get some help finding out how the animals have been raised.
Illinois now has a law that requires pet stores to provide information about where their animals came from and their health history. Jordan Matches with the U.S. Humane Society recommends another step in the fight against mass breeders.
Google this breeder, and in a lot of cases, you'll see video of these breeders' property, and you'll not want to buy a dog from them.
One of the sponsors of the bill says too many residents have purchased puppies or kittens from pet stores only to find that the animal is sick or even dying due to substandard breeding conditions. In Chicago, Jennifer Kuiper, Fox News Radio.
A new era begins for Oprah Winfrey.
Happy New Year, everybody, and welcome to OWN, the brand new Oprah Winfrey Network.
The talk show queen's new cable and satellite TV network signed on the air today at noon Eastern. It's called OWN, the Oprah Winfrey Network, and will debut about a dozen new shows in its first few months, generally centering on self-help, health, and lifestyle. I'm Lori London, Fox News Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone. You've got it tuned in to AM 1080 KSCO Santa Cruz. It's Saturday, January 1st, 2011. I'm Dave Michaels with traffic and weather for you. We'll start off with your weather forecast for today, which is for highs around 56 degrees, southeast winds 13 to 15 miles per hour. The rain should be over for right now. It will be back tonight, though. We're expecting cloudy conditions along with that rain and lows around 43 degrees. Your forecast for tomorrow calls for not only more rain, but possible thunderstorms as well, and highs near 55 degrees. Your Monterey Bay Boaters forecast for today, southeast winds 10 to 15 knots, wind waves 3 to 4 feet, and west swells 3 to 5 feet every 12 seconds, along with more rain. Outside KSCO studios, it's 46 degrees. The time is now 12:05. Before moving on to perspectives, we're going to check traffic conditions. Things on our side of the hill looking good. Same thing for San Jose as well. 475-1080 for your traffic tips. Coming up next, perspectives here on AM 1080 KSCO Santa Cruz.
You've tuned in to the Perspectives Radio Show. My name is Donald Davidson. I'll be your host today. Joining me in the studio, a special host.